And the statistics are shocking. Like, women are 15% more likely to get a four-year college degree. Boys compromise two-thirds of the lowest 10%. The risk of suicide is four times greater for our boys and young men. It goes on and on and on that somehow along the way we've maybe left boys behind. And it, as Wes Moore reiterated, it does not mean we don't focus on girls and women and all the things. It's not zero sum.
And now you have these young boys. They're looking at an algorithm. More and more radicalizing content is getting fed to them to tell them to hate girls, to tell them to hate themselves, and they're turning to the darkest corners of the internet.
Wait, Alicia, I won't call it radicalizing content to tell boys to hate themselves and hate women. Every school and college in the Western society, at least, is telling students that men are the problem. That is the algorithm that you people never talk about, okay? Across education, media, culture, and governance, manhood is vilified as the enemy. That's just the reality and the default narrative. Even Robert washed up De Niro knows that. He just doesn't want to talk about it because he plays the tough guy only in movies, okay? In reality, he cries about Trump hurting his feelings, perfectly showcasing masculinity's decline. But Sarah just went through some of the data, showing that men are actually having it worse than women. Yet your takeaway is that, well, young men noticing that are being radicalized while completely ignoring how these institutions are the ones systematically pushing an anti-men agenda.